You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries. Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, folks. Welcome to Lifeline. Dr. Bob here. Always good to come to you every Saturday morning and talk to you about the things of our precious Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Listen to me now. If you're getting any out of this message, if you get blessed today by it, if you have friends anywhere in the world, they can pick this program up right now on the internet just by going to WCNO.com and click on live broadcast. But they can pick this program up at 6 o'clock tonight. If you have a sister, a friend, if you get anything out of it, you know people that are needing help, let's work together. Let's preach together. You tell them to tune into the program. All you have to do anytime during the week, go to WCNO.com, scroll down the road on demand, click on that, and you can pick this program up. So now if it speaks to you, then pass it on to your friends, okay? Another thing this morning, I'm a Christian counselor. I never say much about it, but I am. If you know a man that's hurting, really hurting, and needs help, I'll be glad to help. I don't really charge a fee. I mean, I work for donations, and if you can't pay, I'll work for free. Whatever it takes. If you need help, and I can help you, I want to do that. Also, we need sponsors. We need sponsors to help sponsor our program. We're just not getting enough to pay for the program, and if you have a business and you'd like us to sponsor you, or even a church, be more than glad to do that. We need help, so if we could get a sponsor or two, we'd appreciate that very much. Listen, I'm going to talk to you today about a very, very important subject. I'm going to talk to you really about the kingdom of God. But let me tell you this. I do a teaching about twice a month, and I send that over the internet. Now, I don't send a newsletter. I don't ask for money. You'll just get simply a teaching. Nothing from me personally, just a teaching of the Word of God about twice a month. Maybe a very detailed subject. I cover whatever subject I'm working on. I cover it really from top to bottom. And I'd be more than glad if you weren't on the list. All you have to do is email me. It's very simple. TryLifeline@gmail.com. You email me. TryLifeline@gmail.com. TryLifeline@gmail.com. I'll be glad to put you on the list. You'll get a teaching about a couple times a month and nothing else. Just simply teaching of the Word of God. I want to take you this morning to a verse that I absolutely love and have loved it for years. It's Revelation 4:11. And this is why I love it. And this is what it says. The Word says, of our wonderful God, our wonderful Father, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, power, praise, for you've created all things, and for your pleasure they are and were created. Can you imagine that? Everything upon this earth, God created that he might take pleasure in it. Look, he wants to take pleasure in you. Come on now, let's glorify him today. Let's honor him today. Let's praise him today for his magnificent glory and his magnificent power. He is a wonderful, wonderful Father. He's really a Father to us. He's our Almighty God. He created all things now that he might take pleasure in what he created. If you create something, it belongs to you. God created us. We belong to him. All he wants to do is take pleasure in you. That's all. Come on, let's do it today. Let's really honor the Lord God Almighty today. I just want to pray right now, boy, before we get started. Father, Father, we just praise your name today. We just honor you today. We just worship you today. We just glorify you today. Anyone out there listening to my voice, anywhere out there today, Father God, we just pause and take a minute to say, thank you, Father, for being the Almighty God, the Almighty, wonderful Father that you are, and thank you for your precious, wonderful Son, Christ Jesus. All right, now, listen to me. God created you for his own pleasure. Question, can he really take pleasure in you, my friend? Can he do it? Can he do it? Can he? Can you see yourself as a pleasure unto the Lord? I have something to tell you. If you cannot see yourself as pleasing God, if you cannot see yourself as a pleasure of the Lord, then you yourself are coming up short. I can guarantee you're not satisfied with your life. If you cannot see yourself as a person that pleases God, if you cannot be a pleasure unto the Father and to the God that created you and suffered and bled and died for you, if you can't do that, if you can't bring him pleasure, then you yourself are not satisfied. You're coming up short. You're missing time. Look, it's time to get it together. Excuse me, please. If you have ever had a problem with insecurity in your life, this should put it to rest today. Listen, he wants you. He loves you. Believe it or not, he cares about you. He wants the very best for you. He wants to be a blessing to you. He is your Father. It's your time to look up. Get a hold of the hand of God and be secure in him. Okay, now, the Almighty God loves you. He created you. And he wants to take his pleasure in you. You surely are all of that today in his eyes. You ever want to be all that? Today's your day. You can be. In his eyes, you are. Because you're the very best thing they have. Did you know that? That's who you are today. I want you to know that today. If you're insecure today, put it down. Put it to death today. Walk out of it today. You're the very best thing that God ever created. You get that now? Time to get to know that. You really need to get to know that. He'll help you. He'll help you get there. But listen, God loves you. He created you that he might take pleasure in you. Now, if he's not taking pleasure in you, then you're not satisfied with your life. If you're not pleasing God, you're not satisfying yourself. You know why? Something's missing. You don't have it all together. You're out there, you're unwound. You're off the chain. You're messed up. You need Jesus Christ. If you can't please God, then you need help. I can tell you that right now. I know the Lord. I can tell you now. If you're not pleasing God, you're not pleasing yourself. That's the way it is. You need to turn from that today. If you're a Christian, there's not a higher realm of being on the earth than you. Did you know that? You're of the God kind. Did you know you're of the God kind if you're a Christian? You're loved. You are loved. And you are loved. Did you know that? That's how much God cares about you. He's a precious Father. Really, this great, big, almighty, powerful God that holds our breath in his hand, that can smash us like a bug, created us that he might have a pleasure, take pleasure in us. He gets his pleasure from you. Did you know that? That's a big deal. And he gets his pleasure from you. You're the highest realm of his creation. You're the one that pleases him. You're the one that satisfies him. You're the one that satisfies him. Are you doing it? Can you do it? There's nothing greater than you. Hey, give us a call here today. Look, I don't care what your problem is today. I really don't. I'll be glad to pray for you. I'll be glad to give you a word from the Lord. I'll be glad to speak healing over your life. Our phone number is 221-1100. That's 221-1100. If you're out of town, it's 888-221-8099. I don't care what your issue is here today. You don't have to tell me your name. You can, but whatever you're going through today, I am here. And listen, I feel really today, the Lord, today is your day. Today, the Lord wants to tell you that he created you for a reason. He wants to take pleasure in you. If he can't take pleasure in you, you need help. Give us a call today. I'll be glad to pray for you. Fight a battle with you, whatever it takes. Today's your day. You need healing in your body, you give us a call. If you're hurting out there, if you're pressed in any way, if you feel like the devil is trying to drive you off the chain in any way, you give me a call. I'll be glad to pray for you today, okay? Give us a call here. We're here to pray for you. We are here just to really minister to you in the name, in the authority, in the power of the living God. That's all I'm doing here today. Just want to tell you I'm here in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to tell you how much God loves you and who you really are, and try to bring the two of you closer together. That's all I've got in my heart today. All I have in mind today, let's do it today. In the eyes of the Father now, you're very precious. Did you know that? You are. You're the height of his creation. You're very precious. You feel very precious today? Hey, if not, you should. You know that? You should. If you're a Christian, there's not a higher realm of being on the earth than you. You are of the God kind. You are loved and you are loved. You really are all that in the eyes of the Father. Did you know that? You really are. You can say that you make his day. That's when he can look upon you and take pleasure in you. Can he do it today? It's time. You know, it's your time. It's not just time. Today's your time, okay? Today's your time. Today's your time to get total right with the Lord. Get in a position where you really please him and you're satisfied. He's a satisfier. He really can't. He satisfies. Did you know? Let me just take a minute and tell you something. You may never know. You may have never thought about this before. If you're born again and you're a child of God out there, your spirit, you know, you have a soul and you live in a body. Now, you know, the body touches the natural things, the natural realm, the flesh. You know, the spirit touches the mind realm, the emotion. I mean, the soul touches the mind realm, the emotion, and the feelings. But listen to this. Your spirit cannot be satisfied by anything but the living God, but the Spirit of God. No matter where you go, there you are. If you're messed up now, no matter where you go, there you are. Your spirit cannot be satisfied. You can get out here and you can do things in the flesh. You can buy a new car today. You can buy a new house. You can go make love. You can get satisfied there for a moment, okay? And you can have things happen in your life that's good, that will satisfy your soul. But did you know there is no place in the history of the world to satisfy your spirit except the Spirit of the living God touching your spirit? Your spirit touches God. Your flesh touches the natural things. Your mind touches the emotional realm. But your spirit only touches God. Nothing else. Nothing. Not the highest realm of wealth. Not the highest realm of anything can touch your spirit except the Spirit of God. Let him touch you today. Let him really touch you today. Let him touch your spirit today. The question today is, are you in the family of God? Are you a member of the kingdom of God? Oh, you need to be, my friend. If you're not, you need to get right today. Listen, not only am I preaching to you, but I'm preaching to your sons and to your daughters and to your brothers and to your sisters and to your friends. Really, if you love the Lord, then you have responsibility to reach out and touch another person, to help someone else along the way. You know what I'm saying? We all do. If we're children of God, if we really believe this stuff, then we need to market it to other people. We need to touch other lives of others. We need to help other people. Mark 1:15, Jesus said, the kingdom of God is at hand. That means now. That means if it's a hand, it means you can reach out and grab it, okay? Repent ye and believe the gospel. Give us a call here now. We'd be more than glad to fight for you in the name of Jesus. I don't care what your problem is. It doesn't make a bit of difference. Nothing touches your spirit. Nothing, never, never, nothing except the Spirit of the living God. And we'd be glad to pray for you and help you today any way that we can. Listen, our phone number here is 221-1100. Out of town, 888-221-8990. Listen, my son, Lana, every week we came here, one of us are here every week, just really bringing you the word of the Lord. Today's your day. Today is your day to get a hold of it, okay? John 3:3, Jesus said, you must be born again. If you're not born again, you're not going to be in the kingdom of God. Take the test today. The Lord Jesus, has he changed your life? If not, you're nothing but a dead man walking. If you're not born again, I'm going to give you a little test here. This is very, here's how you can tell, okay? Jesus went on to say, you know, the wind blows where it will. You can't tell where the wind's coming from. You don't know where the wind's going. He said, so is every man that is born of the Spirit. The wind comes from, you don't know where it's coming from, and you don't know where it's going. Well, that's the way the Spirit of God should be moving your life. In other words, you've been in control, fighting against the wind all these years. Now let the wind of the Spirit of God blow up on your life and move you gently as he will. He'll say, step here. He'll say, go here. He'll say, do this. He'll bring a comfortable wind of the Spirit, a breeze into your spirit that just moves you along the way. Now, this is, if you're not experiencing this, if God's not guiding your life, hey, you need to go back again. Go back. He says, barely, I say to you, must be born again. Then he goes into great detail, the difference. He said, you don't know where the wind's coming from, and you don't know where the wind's going to go. Well, that's what it's like when you're born in the Spirit. God guides your life. You have a part of that. God leads you. God guides you. God takes you to the green pasture. God takes you to the pure water. God takes you to the place of prosperity. God takes you to the place of love. God takes you to the right church. Is he doing that in your life? If not, my friend, go back and fall on your face before the Lord. Make sure you are born again, washed in the blood. Make sure you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Okay, make sure you get that down in your heart. God just so loved the world. Jesus said in John 3:16, that would be you, my friend. When he says he so loved the world, it's you. It's you. You're the one loved today. You're the one he's pursuing today. You're the one he's chasing after today. You're the one he's trying to reach out and pull into his bosom today. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, that would be you, believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You know, I know you've heard these words and you've seen the sign. This is a big deal. Because if not, you are going to perish. You're not going to have everlasting life. You have an everlasting eternal in a funny hell. You need the Lord Jesus Christ. We all do, without a doubt. If you're not born again, all you need to do today is ask Jesus, come into my life, wash my sins away. He'll do it. And that'll put you over into the kingdom of God. It's pretty simple. It's really easy. Give me a call now, if you will. Be more than glad to pray for you. I'll spend time with you. You're worthy of that. The Lord wants to bless you today. The Lord wants to touch you today. The Lord wants to set you free today from the things that bind you. The Lord wants to heal you today. The Lord wants to deliver you. Listen, the number is 221-1100. If you're out of town, the number is 888-221-8990. Give us a call. We'll be more than glad to stand with you, fight for you. Listen, when I say that when Landon and I are here, we're fighting for the kingdom of God. We're bringing the presence of God to you. We're bringing the kingdom of God to you. We're fighting for you. We're speaking for the Lord. The Lord cares about you. The Lord wants to protect you. The Lord wants you to be secure. The Lord wants to bless you. All we do is bring you the word of the Lord. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. You're part of a mighty kingdom, and we're built on the body and the blood of our precious Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. We stand on the solid rock of the word of God. Are you there? Are you there? Are you standing on that solid rock? Are you being beat down in everything you do? Are you getting up every morning and just wondering what's the day going to be like? You know, what's it going to be like today? How am I going to get through today? If that's you, if that's where you are, hey, you're not enjoying the presence of a king. You're not living like a child of God. I can tell you that right now. I mean, God is so wonderful. He just wants to bless you. He wants to bring you in where you can be secure. Look, if he created you and he takes pleasure in you, you can bet your life he wants to follow you, direct you, secure you, provide for you. He has an interest in you, more interest than you probably have. You probably don't know these things. You probably don't take as good care of yourself as God wants to take care of you. You understand what I'm saying? Really. That's really true. That's the way it is. God really does care about you, but you got to get over into a place where you trust him. What's the kingdom of life? What is the kingdom of God? What's it like? Are you in it? If you're not in, I'm going to bring you in today. If you are in, I'm going to help you live like a child of a king. Give me a call today. 221-1100. Or out of town, 888-221-8990. God is calling. Jesus is calling. The Spirit of the Lord is drawing you today. Stand up, man up today. Be the person you should be. Luke 17:21, Jesus said, behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Is the kingdom of God for sure in you, my friend? Is it really? Is the kingdom of God really in you, my friend? Is it? Are you secure in the kingdom of God? Is it really? Do you feel like you're a child of the king? Do you feel like the kingdom of God is in you? Are you living your life for the king? Is he living through you? Is he blessing you? Are you living like you should? Let me take a call. The green button, Connie. Come on. Sorry, cut it off. Whoever it was, cut you off. Call back. All right. I'm sorry about that. I hit the green button. It was lit up. What happened? Hello? Oh, we're getting disconnected. All right. Call back. Sorry about that. Listen, I've spent a lot of time with God. I've spent a lot of time in the Word of God. And because I do that, that causes me to really take a look at things of the world. Hold on. This is green button, Charlie. This is Bob. Can I help you?
Hi, Doug Allen. My name is Lily.
Yes, Lily.
You were kind enough to pray for me once before, which did me great good, and I'm sorry I've been out of touch, but I want, first of all, I believe in every single word I heard you say, and I know your tone is from the heart. I'm with you 100%. But when you said, are you standing on the rock, I pictured myself clinging to the foot of the cross, and I want to be strengthened, sir, by your prayer to where I can, in principle, I'm standing on the rock, but my life isn't standing in the storm the way I want it to, you know? And I want to be the Lord's given me so many beautiful ideas of ways I want to serve Him that I want very desperately, more than ever, to realize healing so that I can serve Him better. And I just would be so grateful for your Holy Spirit to aid my prayer life in that regard. So,
let me start like this. First of all, you sound like a daughter, and that's good. You really sound like a person after God's heart. Now, you sound just like a person He wants to please, He wants to take care of. You sound like a person that needs God, acknowledges God, wants God, you know?
Yes.
Let me just give you a couple of scriptures to think about now. Just think about these scriptures. Mark 9:23, Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Now, I know that's out there, but nevertheless, Jesus said that. That means He's committed to that. Now, if you can step out of the boat like Peter, you know, Peter stepped on that one word, come, and the water got hard under his feet and he stood on the water. If you can get over there and stand on what Jesus said, He's committed. He can't back out. If you hang tight and you put Him in the corner, He cannot change His mind. Another scripture He gave us is Matthew 21:22. It is absolutely magnificent to stand up on your knees. And here's what that says. All things whatsoever you ask when you pray, believe and you can receive. So if you can ever get to the point, now that's the rock. He said that. He made the commitment. He can't back away. He can't change. So everything's up to us. He literally cannot wiggle out of that. He cannot back out of that. He does not want to back out. He meant that. So now if we can get over there and just stand, that's the rock. He said this. That's the rock you need to be on. So first of all, I want to say this to you. I really read your heart here, and I mean it's a beautiful thing. Now, you mentioned healing. Do you have, healing? You have body issues, something serious that you have in your body?
Yes. most of all, the worst thing is I've got, quote-unquote, the doctors officially say catastrophic osteomyelitis through all my bones. Started in my hips, now in my jaw, and it's... but I believe, I mean, that's just what it says in the natural, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
I believe that the good Lord can do anything. I mean, I believe that He cured the lepers. I believe that He can raise the dead, for Pete's sake. So if He can, and I call myself to myself, Lily Lazarus is my journal.
Let me say this now. All right now. I hear you and I agree with you, but you've got to believe He'll do that for you. And let's do better than that. Let's believe He'll do that for you today, because He said that all things whatsoever. So let's believe that for today. And He also said that if you can believe, all things are possible for him to believe. Before I get to the healing, though, let me just finish this real quick. Listen, I can tell you right now, you're the very kind of person that the Lord wants to use. Don't worry about too much about how to minister. The main thing is He wants to take pleasure in you. Just spend time loving on Him, praising Him, thanking Him, blessing Him, honoring Him, and thanking Him for His Son. Don't worry so much about
that. I do.
Now here's what Jesus said. Jesus said this. He said, when they asked Him, what must we do to work the work of God? Jesus said, this is the work of God. Believe on Him whom He sent. You believe on Jesus. That's the work of God. But right now, let's work on this healing. I feel today is a great day for you to be healed. So let's just do this. Now remember, we're going to step out of the boat like Peter did. Peter had one word from Jesus. The word was come. Peter can't walk on water. He walked on that word. He stepped on that one word, come. And he stood on that one word, and the water was hard under his feet. Now, that's where we need to get today. Now, Peter had the storm coming, and Jesus didn't say anything about the storm. And Peter was standing his own for the storm, and he couldn't make it. He saw the storm on his own strength, and he fell. But nevertheless, he was standing solid on what Jesus said. So that's what you have to do, stand solid on what Jesus said, all things, whatsoever. You desire when you pray, you believe, you receive it, you shall have it. All things are possible for him that believes. That's where we are. Lillian, you said, right? Is that your name, Lillian?
Legally, it's Lillian. My friends call me Lily.
Okay, Lillian, listen. The word says, where two or more agree, and it's touching anything, that's another piece of the rock now. You step on that side of the rock, too. If two or more agree, it's touching anything, it'll be done by my Father which is in heaven. So you and I are going to agree today that Jesus will do what he said he's going to do, and we're going to do what he told us to do. We're going to believe, we're going to trust. Today is your day, okay? Today is your day. I want you to expect something. I want you to believe. Now, don't let God slip in. I want you to begin to do something you've never done. I'm going to pray for you, okay? And I want you to get totally healed today. And the Lord wants you to be healed, and He is a healer, okay? Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we break any assignment over Lily's life. We rebuke anything from the enemy that would attack her life and bring her down, and we just drive it out of her. We drive any attack, any influence from the wicked one out of her body, out of her life. We speak to all the bones in her body. We speak to that total body in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We release spirit power in that body, your spirit, Father, your spirit, sweet Jesus, to bring total and complete healing in our life. And we thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're going to do. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise. Let us hear from you. God bless you. Have a great day. Trust the Lord. It'll happen, okay?
God, I do.
God bless you
thank
now.
Thank you.
All right.
I believe you.
All right.
I love you. Bye.
Thanks,
bye. Thank you.
All right. Listen, folks. You know, we need help in the ministry. We just need to tell you about this. We're not getting it. I mean, if we're out of town, we're local preachers here. We're not very old, polished, but so you don't support us, because we're just kind of like local, unimportant. If we're out of town, you know, you'd be sending us money. But we need help. You know, we're getting very little help. But we need help to help people like Lily. We really need to support the ministry. And we're not asking for a lot, whatever you can do. But, you can do it. You can help us out. You can help us pay for the work of the Lord, and you'll prosper. If you're someone in this ministry, the Lord will prosper you. So we need really help to carry on this ministry. Look, our address is Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. That's easy to remember. Lifeline, 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. One more time. Lifeline. 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Or email us. Now listen, email us if you're on my teaching list, email us and we'll put you on that. We won't ask you for nothing. You won't get a newsletter. You'll just get a teaching. That'll all it be. And it's trylifeline@gmail.com. That's pretty easy. trylifeline@gmail.com. 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 You got time for another call? Anybody out there have a need? Give us a call. The Lord wants to bless you. The Lord wants to heal you. He's a mighty God. Just give us a call. We'd be more than glad to pray for you. But don't forget, Try Lifeline. One word, Try Lifeline. T-R-Y. trylifeline@gmail.com. trylifeline@gmail.com. And don't forget, if you send us a check, it's Lifeline, 1603 Jensen Beach, 34958. God loves you. I just want you to know that. And you know, God really does care. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. It's the kingdom for sure in you, my friend. Mark 4:30, the kingdom is a mystery. Jesus said, wherefore shall we liken the kingdom of God? With what compare shall we compare it with? Look, you can't. It's wonderful. You really need to make sure you're in the kingdom. You need to make sure your family's in the kingdom. You need to care about others. Listen, if they're not in the kingdom of God, you're going to be in a burning hell. Jesus said, so the kingdom of God is if a man should sow seed in the ground. And he goes on to say, the seed is the word of God. The kingdom is built on the word of God. What Jesus said, me and Lily, we just talked to you. The kingdom is built on what he said. That's the foundation. That's the rock. And she wants to stand on the rock. I'm standing up with her. I really am. Whatever we bind on earth, it'll be bound in heaven. We bind ourselves to agreement here for our healing. It's bound in heaven. Jesus says, we stand on the solid rock of God. Send us a check. Lifeline. 1603 Jensen Beach, 34958. Email us. trylifeline@gmail.com. You can't forget that unless you get somebody to help you. trylifeline@gmail.com. trylifeline@gmail.com. God bless you now. We'll be back with you next week. We love and appreciate you. But you know, the Lord loves and appreciates you. We're telling you how much He loves you, how much He cares, what He wants to do for you. He's a mighty God that loves you. He created you. Take His hand today. Walk with Him. Turn your life over to Him. Tell your friends. Give us a call. God bless you. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.